This episode is brought to you by Happy Mammoth. Listen, over the last weekend, I went to a family reunion, and unfortunately, that fell on that particular time of the month that all of the women know what I'm talking about. So I had an attitude. I wanted to eat everything, and I was in the South, which means I wanted to eat everything that was terrible for me. And overall, I just wasn't feeling it. I had a great time, just wasn't feeling like myself. Now it's easier to manage PMS with estrogen control. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the show code BLESSED at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code BLESSED for 15% off today. This episode is brought to you by Delta Airlines. I recently flew Delta, I want to say about a week ago now, and I was coming back home from being in Atlanta for a speaking engagement, and Delta just gave me such a wonderful experience. And it really was the icing on the cake of just such an amazing weekend that I had. Some of the things that I loved particularly about my Delta airline experience was, first, the amazing customer service. Everyone there was so kind, so welcoming, so present, so attentive. And a small thing but was big to me was just something simple as having headphones so that I can enjoy more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. I mean, my flight wasn't that long, but I got to catch up on a movie, some shows, just things I don't have time to do usually at home. I was able to enjoy that in the air. Delta also offers fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi, and it's available for SkyMiles members. Being able to access the Wi-Fi, I was able to order some groceries and just get a head start on my week. It was a great end to my experience and ushered me right back in to being home. So even if you're not home yet, Delta Airlines helps you feel a little bit like it. Delta Airlines believes that you should feel at home, even if you're 30,000 feet above it. Learn more at delta.com.
Work hard for what you want in life.
You work hard for what you want in life.
That your word is your bond, that you do what you say you're going to do.
That your word is your bond, and you do what you say.
That you treat people with dignity and respect.
That you treat people with respect.
Of your dreams and your willingness to work hard.
The strength of your dreams and your willingness to work for them.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. I'm really excited because this week we are starting our Supernatural Life series. This series is going to be so amazing. I don't know how many weeks just yet. It's so crazy. Once I thought I was done like scheduling interviews and done with the people we're going to have on every week, it just keeps getting longer, and I'm not going to stop what God is trying to do. So I'm just really excited about this series and what we're going to be getting into over the next few weeks. But before we get into today's, we got a couple church announcements. So I need you guys to subscribe. I need you to rate the podcast. I need you to share with your friends. I was super excited. I noticed on Apple Podcasts recently, we went from like the top 100 in business to the top 50. So we moving on up. Like, it's crazy to see a show that is about business, but where we talk about God unapologetically and merge into subjects that have been separate for so long. So to see this show being like a top 50 in this category where there are thousands and thousands of podcasts is just absolutely amazing. And we wouldn't be there without you guys tuning in and sharing. It's crazy. We've never spent any money on advertising. And so I'm just like super excited about the way that this territory has been expanded. So I ask you guys to just continue to subscribe and send the show to your friends and post it on social media and things like that. Another announcement, I told you guys, we did the podcast last week about getting on your post in prayer. And then you guys were able to go and download the different prayer watch handout. So I told you guys that my prayer watch was the 5 a.m.
And one of the things that I needed to do in the morning was to set my intention for the day and to really like pray for the world and cancel the plans of the enemy for that day. So the other day I came across this article, and it was somebody that was in, I can't remember where, but they were in the store and it was about to be a shooting. Like they went in there with full armor on, and not the armor of God. They went in there with full like armor on, guns and everything. And nobody got hurt. Nobody got injured. They ended up getting caught before they could even do anything. And so seeing that, I was just like, oh my God. And so just this, I think that's just a good testament to the importance of staying on your post and how your prayers can really change things. So for me to be praying specifically that the plans of the enemy be canceled every morning, I pray specifically that if anybody is planning a shooting that day, that they get caught, that their plans get canceled, that I pray these type of preventative prayers about over the world, about the various things that grieves my heart that I see. And so to come across that article on CNN and to see that the shooter never got to the point for it to be another tragedy was just like amazing for me. So make sure you guys, if you have not downloaded, go to blessedandbossedup.com/136 to download the different prayer watch worksheets and really pray and ask God on which one is yours. There have been people who emailed me on this show who have downloaded that after listening to the show. They've downloaded it and been praying and stuff, and they've like randomly woken up at different times of the night. Like God has just woken them up, and they've looked at the clock and immediately think about the prayer watch. And so depending on what time it is, they go to the sheet and they see what it is they need to be praying about, and then they get on their post. So stories like that y'all send me are just absolutely amazing. So shout out to everybody who takes to heart the things that we talk about on this show and really takes action, because the way that you guys just send me your different stories and testimonies is just absolutely amazing. What else we got on these church announcements? Oh, I reached 10,000 followers on the gram, y'all. Woo! I would insert like some little hand claps, but I don't really feel like it. So y'all gonna have to deal with my little cheering for myself on that. As y'all know, that was a goal of mine because your girl was trying to swipe up. I'm tired of changing links in my daggone bio, updating the page so it could be multiple. I don't be feeling like doing all this. So the fact that I could just send y'all where y'all need to go whenever I do post something has been beneficial. I don't think I used it like once, but that was the feature that I wanted. So I'm just excited. Thank you guys for following me and things like that. As I said on episodes prior, I said that when I reached 10,000, I was going to give away my study Bible, not mine in particular. I was going to buy you your own and send it to you. And then some of my other favorite things that I use to grow in my faith and stuff. So here's what we're going to do. To make this easier on myself, when we get into today's episode, y'all see why I'm trying to practice self-care when it comes to adding things onto my plate. So this is what we gonna do. I need y'all to go to SoundCloud. In the comments of this episode of the podcast, just type in pick me. That's it. I'm going to randomly pick somebody, and I'm going to ask you to email me a mailing address, and then I'm going to send the stuff to you. That's it. That's all we're going to do. Okay. Comment on SoundCloud. Pick me. I'm going to randomly pick somebody. So don't be mad at your girl if I don't pick you. I'm going to randomly pick somebody. Like close your eyes, eeny, meeny, miny, mo type stuff. And then I'll let you know if it's you. And I will tell you, send me your mailing address. So y'all better be checking SoundCloud to see if I responded. So you know. But yeah. Thank you guys so much for following me. And I think that's it for the church announcements. This week, we're going to be getting started on our new series. It's called the Supernatural Life Series. First, I was going to do a supernatural summer, but then summer kind of over, like kids going back to school today. So we're just going to call it the Supernatural Life Series. I truly believe that all of us have the ability, and also I believe that God wants us all to live a supernatural life, a life where signs, miracles, and wonders are the norm, a life where there aren't any limitations, where we're just seeing miracles, where we're praying and seeing the fruits of our prayers, where we are living lives where we're whole, where we're happy, and we're really thriving in the things of God. I believe that that's just something that we are all entitled to, but it's also something that we all need some help with. So I got some experts that are going to be coming on the show over the next few weeks. We're going to be talking about being supernaturally full on today's episode in particular, because a lot of us are called to places where we have to pour out. So it's important that we make sure that we're not pouring out from an empty cup. So that's where we're going to start today, so we could just refill, fill ourselves up to get ready for all of this knowledge that we're going to get over the next few weeks. We have an episode where we're going to be talking about home ownership for entrepreneurs. As you guys know, one of my goals is to own properties. And so I definitely don't want to be in a position where I'm ready to purchase and I can't because of something that I didn't do well in my business. And so I'm going to have someone over on here who is a lender, amongst other things, but she's going to really break down what entrepreneurs need in order to be able to purchase a home. So we're going to be supernatural homeowners as well. And then we're going to talk about supernatural marriages. We're going to have someone come on and talk about just how, as women of God and as women who are called, how can we make sure that when we're in a dating phase, how we're dating intentionally, how we're dating God's way. We're going to talk about thriving in your marriage, and it's just so much we're going to cover in that arena. We're going to talk about being supernaturally paid. Okay, we're going to talk about securing the bags. I have a fan favorite of you guys is that's going to come back and talk about being supernaturally paid. We're going to be talking about supernatural healing. Like, there's so much that we about to cover. So y'all better buckle up, because over the next few weeks, like, we're not letting up. God is not letting up with us. We've been talking about going deeper, and over the next few weeks, through the guests and the people that's going to be here, we're really going to be challenged in different areas, as well as learning a lot of things in different areas. Sometimes you just don't know what you don't know, and we can't be or can't know everything about everything. So that's why it's so important to have the right people to pour in. We're even going to have one about being about supernatural wisdom, because I believe just as younger women, a lot of you guys who listen to the show are in like that millennial phase. And so you may be, I'm not going to say younger, because there's a whole generation that's getting kind of grown after millennials. But for us, we are just disruptors. And while we're disruptors, we still have to have wisdom and accountability. And so I'm going to invite someone on here who's really like a spiritual mother to me, who makes sure that I'm accountable, who's one of the people who always pours into me. And we're just going to talk about supernatural wisdom and the importance that as we're out here just building these businesses and doing all of these things, that we're operating in wisdom. So I'm really excited, y'all, about the next few weeks. Share this podcast with your friends and everything, because everybody is going to need to hear the things that we're going to cover in this Supernatural Life series. So let's take a break, pay a bill, and then we're going to get right into it. This episode is brought to you by Ember. Emberwave is the first wearable thermostat that helps you feel colder and warmer at the press of a button. Science shows that warming or cooling sensitive areas of your body, like your wrist, improves your overall comfort. Just like running your wrist under cold water provides a refreshing chill, and cupping your hands around a hot drink gives a comforting feeling of warmth, this generates the perfect sensation that works naturally with your body and mind to help you feel 5 degrees more comfortable in minutes. Although Emberwave is not a medical device, for those with medical conditions related to temperature, Emberwave can help remedy bursts of temperature extremes or other uncomfortable sensations. Emberwave provides comfort in unpredictable climates, relief from stress, and support for sleep. And at the end of a long day, Emberwave has a fall asleep mode that can help you maintain a comfortable temperature as you drift off to sleep. Go to my Instagram to see a picture of me wearing my Emberwave that I absolutely love. It keeps me warm while I'm in the office, and then it allows me to cool down once I get back outside in the heat. Sounds like the perfect combination to me. So head over to emberwave.com and save $50 with code BLESSED at checkout. Again, head over to emberwave.com, emberwave.com, and save $50 with code BLESSED at checkout. Let's get back to the show. So this week we're starting with my girl, Letitia Kaur. Hey, girl.
Hey, y'all.
So y'all have heard from Tish a bunch of times, but
I guess we could just say congratulations on your podcast, The Refill with Letitia Carr.
Thank you.
How's it been going?
It's been going really well. Thank you for pushing me to do it, first of all. Mm-hmm. But it's doing really well. It's been heard in over 20 countries. And every week I get more and more feedback and people are really enjoying it and enjoying the topic. So I'm loving it.
It's a really, really excellent show. And what I love about it is you're not just doing the same old self-care. I'm going to hum in my closet or like, I don't know, whatever stuff is being I'm serious. Like whatever stuff is popular now. But you're really teaching people how to refill. Like, and that's why I wanted to have you kick off this series, because I believe everybody who listens to this podcast is a pioneer in their own right, right? God is calling you to platforms, calling you to do big things, whether you're doing it now or you're going to be doing it in the future, whether you're doing it on a small scale now or whatever. I believe that whoever's listening to the show or the people that listen to the show are not called to be average, because if you was, you wouldn't be listening to the show. But there is a price to the call. There's a cost to the call. And a lot of times the cost is us, our own well-being, our own mental health, because we have to continuously serve. And we end up doing ourselves a disservice. So I wanted to talk to you about how can we be supernaturally full when we're called to pour out?
So that's a great question. And I think that these are conversations that you and I have on a regular basis, because mm-hmm. we both are people who pour out naturally. Like, we're not even people who are like, we pour out because we have to. It's just mm-hmm. like who we are and who mm-hmm. we're called to be. And so when you're thinking about being called and being led to a bigger purpose and pioneering, that's the hard thing, because you're like towing a path that hasn't been made before. Mm-hmm. And if you're the first one in it, you're kind of doing all the heavy lifting. Like, if you mm-hmm. think about, like, back in the day, like, before they was building cement roads or, you know, asphalt roads, there was dirt roads, right? But somebody had to do those trails first, and that takes a lot of effort.
Yeah.
And so I believe that even though it takes effort, it doesn't mean that you have to be depleted at the end of each day. Like, you shouldn't finish something that you are passionate about or that's part of your purpose mm-hmm. and be so burnt out that you don't want to do it anymore. And I've said that on this podcast before. I say it on my podcast all the time. I say it to pretty much everybody I encounter, every speaking engagement. You shouldn't be so burnt out from your passion that you don't want to do it anymore. Mm-hmm. Like that's not what God has for you at all.
But how do you prevent that though? Because I think none of us are intentionally burnt out. It's just you get to the point where you're just in the rat race. I mean, it may be you're doing your business part time and then you are working full time. Then you're a mom, then you're a wife, and then you have all of these responsibilities. And so you're not intentionally being burnt out or intentionally trying to spread yourself thin. But that's just what happens at the end of the day. So how can we prevent that?
Yeah. So I was looking up this quote that I read the other day that says there's no glory in a hustle that grinds you into dust.
Oh, you gotta say that again. Stay slow.
There's no glory in a hustle that grinds you into dust. Mm-hmm. And so the way that you prevent grinding yourself into dust is, one, having self-awareness. That's like first and foremost. When you are self-aware, you are able to put boundaries in place. We talk about boundaries all the time, right? You're able to put boundaries in place. You're able to recognize like what depletes you and what fulfills you. Mm-hmm. And when you have that awareness of things, you're better able to put things in place that work for your life and for your lifestyle. So I'm going to use you as my example, because mm-hmm. this is your podcast and we talk about this all the time. So for example, we know that when you are going out and you're speaking and you're pouring out, your natural nature is introverted. Like mm-hmm. you'd rather be in your house chilling.
Right.
So we had to come up with a plan for you to like find that time to refill after you pour out. And how do you do that? And what works for your lifestyle? So what works for you might not work for me, mm-hmm. but if for you it works to sit in solace and sit quietly for a day or two after you pour out that much, if you yeah. pour out so much spiritually and emotionally, if that's what fills you up, or maybe just sitting and watching your shows and enjoying your shows and that's how you refill, mm-hmm. then that having that self-awareness of what it is that is depleting you, and maybe not depleting you, but the thing that is like that empties your vessel vessel a little more, what are the things that put back into it immediately after? So that self-awareness is probably like the first thing that I would suggest, is doing the work for self-awareness. So taking notes on like an energy audit almost, like, okay.
That's good. Energy audits. Write that down, y'all. An energy audit.
So yeah, so when you're going throughout your week, and if you have a, say you have a, your regular week, so you might want to do this a couple of times, right? So you might have a regular week where you're just, you know, working as you normally would and just keeping track of when you get tired throughout the day. Mm-hmm. For me, I'm tired about 3 o'clock. Like, I don't care what time I get up in the morning, like 3 p.m., I'm kind of tapped out and I need a break and I either need to go outside or do something to re-energize. So paying attention to small things like that. And then on a week that you're even busier, like say you have like a speaking engagement coming up that week and you know that things are going to be a little different, pay attention to how you feel after that speaking engagement. Do you need a minute or are you good? And like just keeping that, keeping a kind of like written journal of that and just being aware of the things that you're pouring out and how they make you feel at the end of the day.
So what about for the person who, let's say they're not, that there aren't like big things that makes them pour out. So there isn't necessarily like a speaking engagement where they're like pouring, but it's just like little things in their life that honestly leads them to the same destination because everything is pulling from them. So they may, like I said, be a wife, a mom, work, business, all of these things. How do they create a lifestyle where they're able to be full?
So two things. I still suggest doing the energy audit throughout the day. I don't care what your situation is. If you have a pretty mundane lifestyle or if you have a really, really active lifestyle, still having that self-awareness matters a lot. And even more so when you have kids or like when you're married or like in a relationship, it matters even more then because you're also as a mother responsible for kind of the like what's coming into the household, right? Like you how you show up in the household is probably how the whole household's going to be. If you wake up cranky, your kids probably going to have an attitude at some point too, right? So the self-awareness is still important there. But I also suggest for anybody who has families to build it into your lifestyle of your household. So I don't have kids myself, but my, you know, I have my cousin's kids around me, my friend's kids around me all the time. And I've even started being like, I kind of trick them a little bit, but I'll be like, let's play a game, y'all. And it's like a breathing exercise.
What?
Yeah, I do. And I call it the game of threes, right? And so when you breathe in, you count to three, you hold it for 3 seconds, and then you breathe out for 3 seconds. So we call it the game of threes. They're like 8 and 5, 10. They're like, okay, let's play. Right? But kids don't know the difference. So if you make it a part of the like household lifestyle, that can help a lot too, because they're like, oh, let's play that game of three. And they think it's fun. And you're over here like, okay, no, this gives me a time to take some deep breaths and like refocus my mind and rethink that. And once you start building that into the foundation of your household, just like you would do in the foundation of your business, then it makes a huge difference because everybody's already in that mindset and able to kind of pause in the same way that you're doing, and like they have their own thing and you have your thing.
Sorry to interrupt, guys. Let's take a quick break, pay a bill, and then we'll be back. This podcast is brought to you by ClearBank. ClearBank is changing the way entrepreneurs raise money with equity-free capital. Co-founder Michelle Romanow, star of Canada's Dragon's Den, which is the Canadian version of Shark Tank, co-founded ClearBank with her partner Andrew DeSouza after seeing how many companies were willing to part with precious equity in exchange for a bigger marketing budget. ClearBank believes that founders shouldn't give up a piece of their company to fund marketing and inventory expenses. ClearBank makes equity-free investments from $10,000 to $10 million and can get you a term sheet in less than 20 minutes. They charge a small flat fee for the capital, and you pay them back using a win-win revenue share. This is not a loan. There's no interest rate, no fixed maturation rate, no personal guarantees, no credit checks, and no financial covenants. ClearBank has relationships with marketing agencies, e-commerce professionals, venture capitalists, accountants, and more to give you a true unfair advantage in the market. ClearBank invested over $150 million in 2018 and is on track to invest over $1 billion this year. Some notable portfolio companies are Public Goods, Lisa Sleep, Latote, and Buffy, to name a few.
So if you're doing over $10,000 a month in business, find out how you can receive ClearBank Capital by getting your 20-minute term sheet at clearbank.com/blessed. That's clear, B-A-N-C, that's bank with a C, .com/blessed. ClearBank, stop pitching and get back to doing what you love, growing your business. Let's get back to the show.
I like that. I want to dive deeper into that. So one of the ways that people can integrate it at home is to play those games with your kids where everybody is practicing that deep breathing. What are some other ways?
Okay, let me think of some ways. I do this all the time, so it's kind of funny. So there are some like meditation apps that are for kids too. Okay. Like you can do stuff like that. So maybe like a me time moment where it's like, okay, like mommy's going to have her me time and you guys have your me time. And for kids, that could be screen time because, you know, everybody doesn't just want to have their kids on their iPads all the time or whatever. Mm-hmm. But that could be the time where they get to do something fun that they enjoy and mm-hmm. they recognize that this is the time where mommy goes over here and we go over here kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like small things like that matter that mm-hmm. we don't necessarily think about in a mindful way. And so that goes back to the mindfulness, the things you do with intention and like the things that you are doing within your family with intention and setting the intention within your family. Like this is what this is for. This isn't just like, I'm so tired of being around you, just take the phone and go. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. more having that intention of this is my time, this is your time. Mm-hmm. And talking to kids in that way, or even talking to your spouse that way, like, okay, like you want to go watch Game of Thrones and I want to go watch Love and Hip Hop, we're going to go do that. And we don't have to necessarily do it together. This is our mm-hmm. hour of time, of just our time, you know, whatever your thing is. Mm-hmm. Like creating that as a part of the lifestyle.
I think that's really good. And I hope you guys are taking note of that. Those of you who are balancing multiple roles, like you have to create a self-care plan for your household. So like she said, whether it be for your kids, everybody has me time at the same time. So you're getting that second to breathe. And then you're also teaching them the importance of me time. You having that time with your husband, like, okay, babe, like this is your time to go watch your show. Let me go watch my show. But just having that structure, I think, is so important, and being intentional about that structure is important, because I know for me in the beginning when me and BJ would start dating, I like being by myself. And so I've never been like an attached person in relationships. I really be needing my space, and I didn't know like how it was set gonna work. And so he used to think that if I'm like in the room or something, like minding my business and not paying him no mind, that I was mad or something was wrong. And I'm like, nah, I just really enjoy that. That makes me happy. That fills me up to just go and zone in on like a TV show with a really good plot or whatever. Like that's my thing. And so now it kind of works, because I'm like, okay, he likes to spend time with me. So you got to figure out like, what works for your household. So he likes when we just spend quality time together, and he likes when we spend time together doing stuff he likes. So like if he's watching soccer, which is the most boring thing I've ever seen in my life, like I just don't get it. But if he's watching soccer, he will want me to be there looking at soccer. So I have to like work that in, like, okay, I know this soccer game is on Saturday or Sunday or whatever. So let me go and sit with him while he's watching soccer and think about whatever in my head, because I don't know what's going on at this game. Or then he knows, like, okay, let me leave her alone so she could go watch. What's the show that I watch? I don't know. I'm always watching Law & Order. So let me leave her alone and she could watch like Law & Order or whatever. And it works, because it creates harmony in the household. And then harmony in the household means I'm less anxious or I'm less stressed out about what's going on. So I hope you guys are really taking note to this. Like, we want to live lives to where we're full constantly. We don't want to be like cups with the bottom cut out.
Yes.
To where every time somebody fills us up or pours something into us, it comes right out. So I think it's so important to create a lifestyle where that's conducive for you to be able to be full at all times. Let's talk about boundaries for a second, because I believe that when you're somebody that's pouring out and that people rely on, it is so important to draw boundaries. Like, and that's something that I'm learning, because I always wanted to build a brand to where I was very relatable, but I've had to learn recently that relatable doesn't mean accessible. I think because I care so much about what God has called me to do, that I try to do a lot more than I actually need to. And what I've realized in doing that is people really don't be can't, like, they don't respect your boundaries. Like, I've had people send me messages. If I don't check the DM, will literally comment on every one of my pictures. Check your DM, check your DM, check your DM. Email, check your DM. Now, I don't even want to look at my DM because I feel like you are doing way too much. You're not respecting that I have other things to do other than check my DM. And so I sometimes would check it to be like, this better be like an emergency or something. I don't know why you're DMing me as opposed to praying or calling 911. But since you in here, let me just check and let's just see. So I would look and it would be like, you know, they may be saying something that they're going through in their life or whatever. But I'm just like, not only do you not respect clearly my time or whatever, but also like, do y'all should know me well enough to know, like, I'm going to tell you to go to God, especially when you're like down my back like that. You're putting me in a position I don't need to be in. So now I'm going to definitely tell you I'm not answering your question and send you back to the source, because it's just like, but just as God has been increasing my territory, I've just learned how I can't be as accessible as I used to be. And it's irritating because I don't look at myself like that. You know what I mean? We're about to just have a little session for Tatum. Like, because I don't look at myself like that. But it's really important, I'm learning, to draw those boundaries. Like, look, I'm not checking my DMs all the time. Like, if you have a podcast question, send it to my email. Put podcast question in the subject line so I know what it is. So I'll look at it when it's time for me to answer a question on the show. But I'm not taking on other people's stuff all day, because that bothers me. You know, I take on... I swear I done got so soft since I got saved. Yeah. Like, I know I have, man. It's crazy.
It's okay.
But I take on people's stuff. I be like, dang, you know what I'm like. Now I done spent the last 30 minutes thinking about this person's problem and neglecting the things that I have to do. So can you talk a bit about just the importance of boundaries and how to realistically draw those in our lives?
Yeah. So my favorite thing is boundaries. Like, I remember... when I was younger, people would be like kind of say I was standoffish almost. Mm-hmm. And I'm not, like, if you know me, I'm not really standoffish, but I got my ways, right? Mm-hmm. And most of my ways are, you ain't about to know all my business.
Right, right.
You ain't about to be all in my stuff, right? Because I have boundaries. And my boundaries came from a place of necessity initially. And now that I'm an adult, I appreciate the fact that I learned that very early in mm-hmm. life. And then also that I learned it through school and, you know, through my education background, that boundaries are very important in a professional setting, right? And so if you think about it like that, that this is your profession, although you are spiritually called, even if you were a pastor, it's still a position of authority and a position of, it's a professional position, right? So if you were a therapist, you would have to have a set of boundaries, like, and you are actually, you would actually be, like, ethically required, by the board, the state board or whatever, to have a set of boundaries, right? You couldn't overstep certain boundaries with your clients. So almost thinking about it in that way, can be kind of helpful, because I know when you have a calling, like the calling that you have, it can be a little, the lines can seem a little blurrier. Mm-hmm. And so I always, you know, my friends call me the boundaries queen, because I will set a boundary in a heartbeat, but communicating those boundaries and being consistent in those boundaries. And so that's, I mean, I talk about that on my podcast too, but when you communicate the boundary and you're consistent with the boundary, it shows people how to treat you at the end of the day, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it shows people, like, you can't just like walk up on me on the street and just be like acting wild. Like, mm-hmm. if I had a security guard right here, that would create the boundary, right? Mm-hmm. But like, we don't have that luxury, so mm-hmm. we have to create boundaries in our own way. So kind of thinking of it that way too, that's another way, another analogy to think of it. It's like, it creates like that security barrier to your own personal space. Mm-hmm. So communicating them, so on the podcast or like, you know, whenever you're speaking, you know, communicating what your boundaries are important. So with DMs could be, you know, I might get back to you in 24 to 48 hours. It might not be immediately, but I will respond to you. Mm-hmm. Emails could say the same. And an email, you can actually set it up so that your email says that, right? Like, we'll respond within 24 to 48 hours. And that goes back into just building it right into your lifestyle and building it right into it. And when you communicate your boundaries and you're consistent with your boundaries, people have to learn to respect them. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. It's when we get a little shaky about our boundaries is when people are like, oh, well, she let that slide one time. You know, I asked her for $100 and she said she didn't loan nothing over $20 and she let me get $100 that time. You know, like, I can ask her again. And people do, like, wild stuff like yeah. that, you know? So yeah. It's like you have to be consistent with your boundaries because a lot of other people do not have boundaries, mm-hmm. period. A lot of people ain't never learned what a boundary was, never had to have boundaries. I've worked with people who should know what boundaries are, like in social work, stuff like that. They should know what boundaries are, and they have no boundaries. And I'm always sitting there like, did you just... You overstepped my boundary. Now I gotta let you know.
Yeah.
So just being able to communicate them and stay consistent is like probably the number one thing. And for you, just being aware that like, just like in any other profession, you have to have a set of boundaries and almost like a code of conduct for yourself and a code of conduct for the people that you're interacting with. Like, this is how I will not be treated. And right. you know, whether it can feel a little funny when people are asking you to pray for them, but it's like, okay, let's come up with a way that this works for both of us.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. And I think my strength or one thing that I've been focused on lately is just building out like my business to be able to handle where I'm going. Mm-hmm. But I haven't built out the self-care part that supports the business. And I think that's something that a lot of entrepreneurs fail to do. And I think it's something that a lot of us fail to do just as things change. You know, as you get married, you should stop and come up with like a plan as to how you're going to stay true to yourself now that you're one with somebody else. Like, that's a lot. And that was a pressure I didn't think that I would have that I started to put on myself. Like, dang, you know, because I'm the type of person that want to be the best at everything. So I'm like, dang, I didn't make breakfast this morning. I feel like a terrible wife. Or I didn't cook dinner tonight. I feel like a terrible wife or whatever. But just I think I've just really had to take a step back to figure out like, okay, Tatum, these are all the roles in your life. This is where you're measuring up. We talked about this a few episodes ago about filling the gaps. And so taking a step back, like, this is where I'm at on these different parts of my life. Now, how can I put a plan together to where I'm showing up the way I need to? But one thing I didn't put in there is self-care, because a lot of us don't think about that. Like, why is it that we can't look at that as something that's a priority? Because if I didn't have you, I would have never thought about it.
Well, one, because as women, we're not really taught that. And I'm just privy to the idea of self-care just because of environments I've been in.
Yeah.
I don't think I would really think about it like that either if I didn't have those experiences before. But to go back to what you were saying about business, I suggest to people, just like you build a marketing plan and you revisit your marketing plan on a regular basis, mm-hmm. you should create a self-care plan. And you should also revisit that self-care plan because things change as you're scaling and all of those kind of things. Like, as your business is growing, your self-care plan is going to have to change, because you may have a self-care plan in place that has you off on Mondays where, you know, in 2 years, the way your business is going, you can't be off on Mondays, but Fridays are better. Or, you know, you have business hours that are set at a certain time. Like, you know, just being able to be flexible and adjust mm-hmm. what works for your lifestyle. When you have a business, then you get married. Your self-care looks different from when you're single mm-hmm. and when you're married. And then you have kids. And then, you know, all these different things change. And you should have the knowledge base. And I guess that's what I'm here for.
Is yeah,
spread
yeah.
the knowledge base, right?
Right.
Of saying, okay, when things change in my life, I have to revisit my plan to take care of me. Because I take on new roles. I put on new hats. I'm hustling in a different way, and I have to figure out how to still take care of myself in every season of my life.
Yeah.
Not just in the up seasons, not just in the down seasons, like every season of your life, every change, you still have to take care of you. Because at the end of the day, if you don't take care of you, nobody else is going to take care of you. And mm-hmm. you have to be the person, if you have a huge calling, you have to realize like, I have to take care of myself so I can fulfill my destiny.
Yeah.
Like, I can't fulfill my destiny if I'm in the hospital.
Right.
Or, you know, if I have diabetes and I can't do this, that, and the other. If I have, if I can't fly because I've gained so much weight that I can't fly. You know, like, you can't, if you, you can't live out your destiny if you're not taking care of your well-being, and your well-being ties right into your purpose. So that's for that point. And then you said something else. Let me try to find it in my head. Mm-hmm. As far as being a wife, building into your plan, I think I touched on all of it, but just making sure that you revisit your plan. And like, if you don't know about self-care, like, that's what these moments are for. Like, there's things that people just have to teach you. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about marketing until I met my business coach. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's things that you just don't know until you put yourself in the environment to learn them. So
how often should you revisit that plan? Is it when it's a major life change? Is it something that's monthly, quarterly? Like, when, how often should you check in with yourself?
So that's a hard question, because I would say at bare minimum quarterly check in with yourself. One, because when the seasons change, things need to change for us. Yeah. In the summertime, like, my self-care looks different in the summertime than it does in the wintertime. And I actually have to elevate my self-care in the wintertime, because seasonal depression is real. And, like, you know, mood changes change in the winter and those kind of things. So quarterly, I would say. But for some people, it might be monthly. Like, sometimes it's like, depending on what your life is like, you have to check in with yourself at the beginning of the month and the end of the month and say, okay, what worked, what didn't work? I was so tired this week, and what was I doing different this week than that week? And just doing a smaller self-reflection.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say at least quarterly. And then also, when you know that big changes are going to come, or you see big changes coming, as adults, you know, our parents might get sick, or people in our lives, you know, just different things change that are unexpected, but still having that self-awareness and know, okay, there's a lot going on in my life right now and I need to check in with me.
Right.
And having a therapist helps with that. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have a therapist, I would suggest, you know, checking out Therapy for Black Girls or Psychology Today, or one of those places where you can find someone that you can connect with as well. I always got to plug the therapist.
Yeah.
They're necessary.
So there's a couple things I wanted to point out that you said. So if you guys are taking notes, here are some main things that you need to remember so that you can remain supernaturally full. So one, you have to be self-aware. Self-awareness, you don't know how to self-care, how to refill if you aren't able to assess where you are. Number two, you said do an energy audit. So that's just something that you guys need to keep in mind as you're going throughout your day. What's draining you? Like, what's going on? What is making you feel depleted? And take note of that. Then I added in to limit your access. Being relatable doesn't mean that you're always accessible. What else? Create a self-care plan that supports your business plan was something else that you said. And then the last thing that I want to know is to check in at least quarterly. So those are like the Cliff Notes versions of this episode, but I really want you guys to be able to live, like I said, that supernaturally full life.
This is actually my favorite part of the interview, where Tish and I do a little exercise or a on-air life coaching session, so to speak. But before we get into that, let's pay this last bill. We're talking about self-care on this episode, and this episode is brought to you by Care Of. Give yourself support this season with a boost. Whether you're looking for energy, better sleep, to maintain stress, or something else to help you feel your healthiest, Care Of's fun online quiz asks you about your diet, your health goals, and your lifestyle choices. And it only takes 5 minutes to find out your personal, scientifically backed vitamin and supplement recommendations. I loved how quick, fun, and easy this quiz was, and it gave me recommendations that were very specific about what I need right now in my life. And one of the main needs for me is energy, as y'all will hear very soon. I loved how Care Of provided some amazing products that spoke directly to what I was looking for. And so depending on your personalized Care Of plan, you'll get daily vitamin packs or protein powders sent right to your door. It's so cute and customized. The packages even have your name on them. Care Of makes sure that what you're putting into your body comes from the best sources, backed by honest guidance and transparency, all available to you on their website. For 20% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter BLESSED. For 25% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter BLESSED.
let's finish off the show.
So I want to do something kind of cool to where people are able to understand like what it looks like. So I'm just going to talk like we talk, and just the microphone just happens to be recording, to just talk how we're talking, kind of tell you where I feel like I'm being depleted at the moment, and you help me develop a plan.
Come on, I think that'll be cool.
You know, I mean, okay, but with boundaries. So right now, like with this tour, I feel, so God is like expanding my territory a lot. The podcast, of course, is like doing amazingly well, doing this tour. So traveling to different places, these different places have like their own things. I talked about in the show how like Atlanta, it just is just something about that area. And then it's just other areas in this world too, that you may go to that particular area might be draining for whatever reason. So on this tour and just traveling to different places, feeling this responsibility to, because I'm leaving, because it's like a one day thing, I feel this responsibility to leave out everything that God called me to do. Like the last thing I want to do is come home with something I should have left in that city. You know, so it's that responsibility, I'm not going to call it a burden, but just a responsibility that I have in these different places that I take very seriously. So then it's like, okay, I'm in these cities, I'm pouring it out. We laying hands on people, you're touching people. When you touch people, their energy comes onto you as well. And I'm just pouring. Then I got to come home and then I have to run the business. So I got to develop shows for other people. I have to make sure look at like my systems in my business, because I got goals for 2020 I'm working on right now. So there's the other side of my brain, the strategist side, that has to go to work, but I'm still tired because I just poured out. Then I got to get on this podcast and basically pour out some more, and I have obligations because we got sponsors and stuff. So I can't just be like, no show this week. I mean, I can, but that's like an emergency situation. So I still have an obligation to do this. And so for me, then still a wife, like, you know, still got to make sure my husband's happy. So I think for me right now, God has just like pushed me at once. The business took off at once. The tour happened at the same time. All of these things are like at once. And so I kind of find myself like, dang, because even with Atlanta, soon as I came back, I said that I was going to have like Monday to just recharge. I didn't, because I had another opportunity come up before I left that I had to do all this stuff and turn in everything they needed on Monday. So I spent all of Monday on my computer. Even though I was at home, I was still like on my computer. I wasn't disconnected. So like, help.
That was like a desperation help.
Help. Help.
Okay, so I think going back to the first set of things you were saying is, there, it sounds like there would be some planning that needs to be put in place, that when you have these live events, mm-hmm. that you have something in place to, one, either get the podcast done before you go. Mm-hmm. I know that's kind of probably a lot too, mm-hmm. but, or, you know, things like that where it builds in a plan that you can build in a rest day after. Mm-hmm. So like, although you plan to have Monday off and then something else came up, how could you look at your life in a way that says, okay, this week I know I'm going to have Chicago. Chicago's a this long flight. How can you build in a day that takes care of you when you know that you're going to pour out on Sunday? Mm-hmm. So looking at it like that. So I guess that's my question. What have you already established that does work, one? And then two, what about that didn't work from coming from Atlanta and coming back?
What usually works for me is to disconnect for a day, like just chilling in the bed, watching Netflix, like whatever show I'm into at the moment, just watching that. That usually works. It didn't work in Atlanta because I had the opportunity come up. So then I couldn't, let's say, push the rest day to a day after, because I got to get ready for Chicago. I got to run the business. I have to do all of these things. I got to record a podcast. They be on my neck if the podcast come out a couple days late.
I love y'all. It's Thursday.
Okay. Y'all don't take your foot off my neck when it comes to doing this podcast. And I love it. But like, so it's like I had to do that still. So it's just, I don't know. It's just a lot to do. I think it's just a lot to do. And I feel guilty kind of shutting it off, because once I come back, it's still gonna be a lot to do. So it's like I'd rather just cut out the sleep, like,
and you rather wear yourself out. And that's where people usually say, well, like, it's gonna be there anyway, I might as well grind. But like, but it'll also be there after your nap. Like, you could take a nap and it would still be there.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, either way, it's still going to be there. Mm-hmm. So pushing yourself so hard doesn't really accomplish anything if by the time you reach the goal, you don't have anything to really, like, really thoughtfully pour out to something.
Yeah.
That's important. Like you said, like, when you go and you do your speaking engagements and when you have the tour and things like that, you pour out all that you have. But if you don't take the time between stops to pour back into yourself, how can you pour into the next city? And then you're doing a disservice to the next city that you're in because you didn't stop to take the time to pour back in. So I'm going to ask you what I usually ask you is, like, how do you spiritually refill yourself?
I think one thing that has worked that I thank God for lately is I found, like, a good church home to go to. Mm-hmm. I haven't joined yet, but I've been pretty consistently. So somewhere where it's like, nobody, like, let's say, listens to my podcast. I did meet somebody yesterday, so shout out to you, girl, that who listens to the podcast that was there. But usually, nobody know, like, I'm just a chick that just walked into church, and nobody knows, like, what I have going on. Nobody's trying to get something from me, because usually if I tell people, let's say I meet somebody, and I'm like, hey, I have a media company, I produce podcasts, I have a podcast, it's usually, oh, can I get on your show? Or I'm trying to start a podcast. What it does. Oh, then it gets to the point where, like, bro, I'm about to just tell people I'm an accountant or something. Like, because it's always somebody always trying to get something from you. So, but to answer your question, like, going to church helps because I'm able to just go and praise God. I still wake up and pray in the morning at 5 a.m. So just taking that time to really just pray and read my Bible and things like that. Thankfully, I got, like, spiritual people in my life. So they'll call me and be like, oh, God wanted me to share this with you or whatever. So I do get spiritually refilled. Thankfully, I haven't gotten to the point where I've been empty, because that's when I would shut everything down. Like, I think if I ever get to the point where I feel like it's me showing up and not God, I would be like, advertisers, take your money back. Listeners, y'all got to give me a second, because something went wrong and I'm not about to make the mistake of being here and being off. So luckily, spiritually, I've been able to refill. It's just like the physical part, and then being mentally drained is the issue.
So what I hear in that, and the reason I had to ask another question was because I was waiting for God to be like, this is it.
Yeah.
This is it. But what I hear is that you need space to just be.
Yes.
Like, you and finding spaces to just be, and knowing that when you come back from being Tatum to Mia and, like, blessed and bossed up, that you need spaces where you can just be.
Yeah.
And, like, you don't have, like, no one's expectation of you is to pour out.
Yeah.
No one's expectation of you is, like, to give.
Mm-hmm.
And so finding those spaces or creating those spaces for you is probably where you are right now. I mean, again, Tatum and I have these conversations regularly. And I have watched her grow from the Queen Academy till now, right? And so, like, it's different levels. And at different levels, you need different things to replenish yourself. And right now, what I hear from what you're saying is, like, you need space to be. Like, just, like, nobody wants anything from me. And when you are a person who is in ministry of any kind, like, I hear that from a lot of people I know that are in ministry, that there's not a lot of spaces they can go that they can just be. And so I think that's going to be important for you to find, are those spaces. So it's good that you have a church home or have a church that you found that you can just be. And then thinking about, and we don't have to do this all on the podcast, but creating a list of spaces where you just be, and not just spaces, but the people who allow you to just be. Like, I know you have really good friends that just don't have those expectations of you to be like, Tatum, give me what you got. And, like, making sure that you have the time built into your lifestyle where you're spending time with those people too.
Yeah.
You know, like, I do a best friend day once a month. My friends don't expect nothing from me. They literally don't care. Like, girl, we don't want to hear what you got to say. Like, you've been telling us since we were 17 and we didn't want to hear it, right? So, like, I find for me that spending time with my friends who just, like, it's just like, oh, tissue poos here. Like, you know, like, it's just, like, chill. That helps me feel, like, better. And to me, that kind of sounds like where you're at right now, too. It's yeah. like finding those spaces just to be Tatum and just be mm-hmm. at peace in some kind of way. And sometimes it doesn't include Netflix. Like Netflix yeah,
because I enjoy hanging out like with my friends and family. Like going out to happy hour or whatever with y'all was like everything. Because mm-hmm. I'm like, man, I could just come. We could be out here, have a good time. My cousin rolling her neck, getting an attitude at somebody. Like, that's just... I love it because that's just,
I literally love
Keisha. It's just us being ourselves at the table. The waitress getting on the nerves. So we like, sis, what's the issue? So it's just us just being in this environment, able to talk about, I didn't really like that hot girl song that came out the other day. Like, right. whatever. Like, whatever it may be. It don't got to be deep. It don't got to be super spiritual. I don't got to be laying hands at the dinner table. Like, I could just... be a human, like a regular me.
Like sometimes self-care looks like just laying on the shallow end of the pool instead of being in the deep end. Like, mm-hmm, you know, you spend mm-hmm. so much time in the deep yes. end, you gotta like actually swim when you're in the deep mm-hmm. end of the pool, right? We're in the shallow end of the pool. You can just like float and just like be, and like, you're not gonna drown because like you could touch the bottom if you mm-hmm, wanted to, mm-hmm. and it's not the same pressure. Mm-hmm. So that's what I hear out of that. And like, I hope the listeners get that sometimes self-care does not look like, you know, bubble baths and
yeah.
hot tea, which I don't ever say. I'm not, like, against that by any means. But sometimes it's, like, digging to that other layer of, like, what do I really need right now?
Yeah.
Like, what are my needs right now and what's not being fulfilled? And mm-hmm. that's the self-care that's going to really help you feel better mm-hmm. in the long way. In the long run. So... I'm going to get on your nerves about just creating spaces to just be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We still got to plan something that day after the tour.
Okay.
I just don't know what to do no more.
I got ideas.
Yeah. Okay, cool. We'll figure it out. All right, guys. I think this is a good place to end. So thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode. Make sure that you subscribe to The Refill with Letitia Carr. Follow Tish, slide in her DMs, unless she has boundaries about that. But...
I don't got 10K followers yet.
Be quiet. Get in contact with her however you need to, but definitely subscribe and listen to The Refill. And that's it. Anything else?
Peace and blessings, y'all.
All right. Talk to y'all next week.